Point 7, religions call for mutual respect. Other religious traditions and convictions may surprise us, challenge us, or even appear to us being in contradiction to what we believe, to what we believe in, or to our own cultural universe. But it is possible to give witness of one's own faith or conviction without wishing to distance others from their religion or conviction, or without inciting them to convert, or worse, forcing them to do so. Everyone is free to make his or her own journey as he or she sees fit. Any encounter with people of other religions or spiritual traditions is a demanding and rewarding experience. Information about other religions, and in particular, personal contacts with people of another denomination, fosters mutual understanding and gives rise to curiosity and the desire to know one another. This interaction presupposes a spirit of openness, the ability to change perspective, sensitivity, and the will to see the other as an equal. It creates a terrain conducive to mutual trust and esteem. So this touches upon the difficult issue of mission, da'wah, evangelization, and all of that. So this point tries to articulate that you should feel free to articulate your faith, I mean, to speak kind of confidently and clearly about your own faith, but without kind of offending the other or kind of in illegitimate ways kind of draw the other to yourself. So, and to create that openness for talking about faith and not just withdrawing.
Is there an assumption that everyone understands their faith, doctrinally or experiential? Because I'm asking this question because if you've read The Church Towards a Common Vision by WCC, it really actually argues the definition of what church is and what you are to be church as in terms of doctrinal understanding. So I don't understand the first and second point in what it actually really means. Also, the second point is, for me, it goes back to gender justice, like how many women really are free to make their own journey.
Yeah, I think it's an open question. I can just underline the question. Yeah, that was a difficult. I think some of the formulations are, they want to be open and so on, but it might not fully convince us. But I think the spirit of this point is still important that we have it there. Yeah.
Question for me, this has come to mind a number of times. I know that concerning evangelism, I know that that's a big thing for us, and I assume for Muslims also they have that in their tradition. For the Buddhists or the other, you know, the Jewish or Baha'i, do they have this tradition of evangelism, or is it not really something they try to do? I just to try to understand where it comes from in the other groups, maybe someone who knows about that could say, because I certainly don't.
Traditionally, I would say Judaism is handed down in the family. I mean, that's very much a family religion. So it's not that they try to convert people. That's very clear. For the other world religions, I would say all of them have more missionary strands or more strands of public engagement. I mean, the way you kind of show your faith in the public and towards others might differ quite widely. Yeah. And some of the communities here are more active to attract other people and others less. But people convert, I mean, people change their communities often for marriage reasons. What I hear in the platform is that it's, and I mean, this is also in line with kind of the theory of in religious studies that say it's, belonging is a very key issue, and if you have kind of people who you want to marry or other close family friends that lead a convincing life, you feel attracted by that. So the relational dimension is often the key dimension. It's not the messaging. It's not the cerebral or mental issues that attract people as such. But that's it.